Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Trux covering, for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Hirschl scores. Nixon moves to third. Goodman moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Nixon scores. Goodman moves to third. Klaus moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Harry Bird now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Hirschl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Fox moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Kell moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Kell moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juice scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Ron Northey pinch hits for Harry Bird. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Lawler moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Ron Northey. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Lawler scores. Carrasquel scores. Adams moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dixie Howell now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes White trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Lawler, who tags White, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Carrasquel moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Carrasquel scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jim Busby pinch runs for George Kell. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, White Sox. Ike DeLock now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from White and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Les Moss now catching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-4 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera is walked intentionally. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Eddie Joost. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Norm Zovchin pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.